Hey there, listeners. A quick note. In the episode you're about to hear, I make numerous references to a past episode without apparently ever checking that I was referring to the right one. I meant to be talking about episode 13, not episode 12. That's all. Let's get to it. Hello. Welcome to the Music Post. I'm Sam Post. Listen, we've got our original theme music back. We've been away for a while, but we're back. And better than ever, might I add. Dedicated listeners will recall that I've been promising and working on a part 2 to go with episode 12, which was all about improvisation. I've done a ton of research. I talked to many interesting and knowledgeable people, but it's not quite ready. It's a pretty slow process. In the meantime, you should also recall from episode 12, this pianist Carlos Rodriguez, who I have the privilege of serving with on the faculty at Levine Music. I've successfully badgered Carlos to sit down with me about once a month, and he plays, we play together, we talk all about different types of things relating to music, and I have this backlog of great stuff to share with you. I'm thinking I might as well make it a regular thing, so today I give you the first in our newest segment, Improv with Carlos. And Carlos has this unbelievable talent, but at the same time, he's quite keen on demystifying it and bringing me in on the act, so you'll hear me thrust into the role of student as we improvise together later on. It's Improv with Carlos here on the Music Post. Stay with me. The crazy thing about Carlos is it seems like there's this continuous stream of music brewing inside him. And it's almost more effort for him to hold it back than to just let it out naturally. So the third time we got together, I secretly turned on my phone to record while I was setting up the actual recorder. And as he was just warming up, messing around, he couldn't help launching into this.
Sneaky this time. I'm recording on my phone.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Thank you. for the day.
How are you?
That was awesome. Let's just pause for a second there and do one of my favorite things, which is to ruminate on how ridiculously complex this process is that we have just heard and experienced, especially for those who don't know much about improvising and haven't listened to episode 12, because improvisation is really the fusion of these three often separate processes, each of which is difficult enough on its own and all of which have to become more or less seamless and automatic when one improvises. So first, you have to hear something that sounds good or sounds right in your head ahead of time. And this is the most creative part, hearing the right sounds, always a step ahead. Now, normally, a composer takes the time to translate these sounds into pitches and write them down while refining them continuously as part of the composing process. As an improviser, of course, you dispense with the writing down part, but you still have to translate the sounds in your head into pitches in order to play them on your instrument. And then the last step, obviously, is to take that translation of sounds into pitches and actually play it, which is kind of like sight reading within your own mind. And one of the big questions for me that we got into in episode 12 a little and we'll return to is how much does the muscle memory involved in the playing step loop back and inform the first step, the composing step? At any rate, later on in the day, we tried a new experiment, improvising together. You're listening to our first attempt right now, a little waltz, which I have conveniently relegated to the background since it didn't turn out great. Now, jazz musicians improvise together all the time, and what they do is truly astonishing, but what you're about to hear is different, at least from traditional jazz, because we're starting out with no harmonic plan, no template, and no tune to work with, and that's why we're talking back and forth a little bit between our two pianos while we play. So Carlos starts out with the accompaniment in the bass, and I start out with the melody.
Well, also because it's again,
you were calling out the phrase boundary.
I was kind of fast, but yeah, exactly. And which makes
a little rough, maybe, for our first day.
When you're improvising,
but some nice moments in there, and you'll get to hear us improve in the months to come as we keep playing together. And by us, I mean me, because he is already a master. That's pretty much it for today. This is the Music Post. I'm Sam Post. You've been listening to me and Carlos Rodriguez, who has a new revamped website coming out soon, but to my knowledge, it is not quite ready. You can find him on YouTube, though, by searching his name, And you can always find out more about this podcast on the website www.samueljpost.com/podcast and by contacting me at samueljpost@gmail.com. For today, in honor of Halloween, I'll leave you again with Carlos and with something a little bit spooky, a little bit disturbed, an improvisation on, of all things, the theme from Bach's Goldberg Variations. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join me next time.
Contract and then say...